This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We have talked a lot about housing affordability on this program and the affordability crisis that housing is in right now. Home prices, especially in the hottest coastal and urban markets, have been going up double digits because there aren't enough new homes being built. And so families that are finally ready to look for a first home found out they are flat out priced out. Not to be overlooked on the list of reasons why, mortgage rates, which were right around 3% at the beginning of the year, 5.55% today. That's the average for a 30-year fixed, says Freddie Mac. And that has pushed a key indicator of housing affordability, sometimes called the monthly nut, way up, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains.
According to the Mortgage Bankers Association, the average monthly payment on a new mortgage in July was $1,844. That's $461 a month more than it was back in December before mortgage rates started going up. But something slightly good has happened recently, says MBA economist Edward Seiler.
In the last 2 months, the affordability was above where it has been.
Mortgage rates have fallen back by about 0.5% from their peak in June. Meanwhile, people's wages keep rising. So home affordability, a ratio of average income to average monthly mortgage payment, has improved slightly.
The payments were down by over $40 or so in the last month.
And there could be a bit of light on the horizon, says Lawrence Yoon at the National Association of Realtors. He predicts with the downturn in the housing market, annual home price increases will slow to about 5% by year's end. And
the fact that mortgage rate may have already peaked and beginning to stabilize, maybe this is a hopeful sign that affordability will no longer worsen.
Meanwhile, anyone who did buy a home recently is stuck with a pretty high monthly payment now. And that doesn't feel so great, says Bryce Colburn at U.S. News & World Report, which surveyed new homeowners.
40% say they felt pressure to buy their first home due to steadily increasing home prices. 35% wish that they had bought earlier.
While nearly half wished they'd waited until home prices come down, if that ever happens. Home buying, it's a crapshoot for sure. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.